This is Scott Beck with the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. This is December 6th, 2021. Here are 10 of the stories we're following this morning. First, the major indexes fell on Friday, with the S&P 500 falling a little less than 1%, and the NASDAQ and the Dow also down. The NASDAQ was down a little bit worse than the S&P 500, which you're going to start to see in a time of trouble, a time of uncertainty. The growth-oriented stocks, the higher-risk stocks, the higher-risk investments tend to fall more than the basic investments that don't feel as risky. And that's about what you're seeing currently. We'll go through that theme a couple times today. Second, today, futures are mixed this morning, with the more growth-driven NASDAQ down and the S&P and the Dow slightly up. We'll see if that holds throughout the day. The only good news is our third note is the European markets finished slightly up today. And so that's a good sign for the markets here today. So we'll see how that goes. The fourth note we're following today is Treasury yields have tanked on concerns regarding slowing growth and the flight to safety. With the 10-year Treasury yield opening at 1.34 this a.m., it's already up a little bit, closer to 1.38, 1.39 by the time we're recording this at 8:15 central or so. But this is, again, the notion of investors moving into slightly safer assets as risks get a little higher and people get a little more concerned. Fifth is the SoftBank story. SoftBank is Japan's largest investment fund. It's down about 9% today and 35% for the year. And this is largely because SoftBank is heavily invested in Chinese technology companies. Chinese technology companies, in part due to governmental actions, have taken that on the chin this year. And you see that throughout the technology sector in China, at least a good deal of it. The sixth story we're following today, Bitcoin and Ethereum, two of the cryptocurrencies, had very rough weekends with each falling greatly. Those are the two largest cryptocurrencies. We are getting a real-time nightmare of an education in cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin. Just absolutely fascinating. Seventh, DocuSign fell 42% on Friday on slowing growth. This is the company that's used to sign documents electronically and so forth. Literally fell 42% on Friday on slowing growth. Just a tremendous fall in the wrong direction. Eighth, Goldman, based on Omicron, tightening of money, a few other factors, has reduced their prediction for first quarter growth, GDP, to slow to 3% as opposed to 4.5%. So that's sort of interesting, Goldman's view of the next 3 to 6 months. The small cap index, the Russell 2000, is down 12% from its most recent high. Again, this has fallen more than the NASDAQ and the S&P. And this is basically follows the concept, like the cryptocurrencies, that riskier assets are down more in a time of concern as a flight to safety by investors. Finally, the 10th story we found this morning, we'll do a separate episode on this, is U.S. COVID numbers and what we're seeing. So hospitalizations have risen about 6% in the last few days to 52,700. More concerning, the seven-day average in new cases is up to around 121,000, the highest level in 2 months. The seven-day average of new deaths has also risen to 1,651. Something like 60% of the U.S. population right around there is wholly vaccinated. Hopefully that figure and boosters will continue to move in the right direction. For more COVID-19 information, follow Becker's Healthcare. We'll also release a speech today, 15 points on hospitals and health systems and sort of what's going on in the world of healthcare. That's going to be delivered on Thursday. We'll do a podcast on it. It's going to be released on Thursday with the Denver Medical Study Group. And thank you to Chris Hadley for having me join you there. Again, thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. The real thing today is this flight to safety is riskier assets a little bit worse in a time of concern. Thank you for listening.